He is doing what he has done, and we're excited about what God has for us today. I don't know about you, but I'm excited, and I thank God for how he has just moved by his spirit in this place. Amen. Let there be an amen in the house, because I do believe that God has got something special for us on today. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you to every visitor. Thank you to mothers. I ain't gonna call out your name. Y'all know I see you. We're blessed to have you here with us. To our members, to our visitors, God bless you on this Communion Sunday today, where we recognize the gift that we receive through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today, is that grace, the saving grace, the amazing grace of our God. And now, just as a starter, remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 8 that we have been saved by grace. But I think that in the midst of the crazy of what we're going through, many of us are sometimes guilty of receiving that grace in vain. I heard Reverend Turner this morning, and I said, God, she could have come in right before me, because we are on the same page this morning. I love it when we are consistent in the word of God, when we don't depend on ourselves, but we listen to what the Father has to say, and then he takes us where we need to be. Amen? Amen. So you might say to me, what do you mean that we take God's grace in vain? Well, that's what the word says, and you will see that. But what I want to start you out with this morning, amen, here we go. You know, it means that we no longer seem to be amazed at God's grace. Almost seems like we've lost the passion and the excitement of what God is doing and what he's going to do in our lives here on this earth. No, we're not in heaven yet. But God is still great, and his grace is yet with us. Hezekiah Walker sings this song so amazing, right? He says, I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing. Saints, I'm putting to you today that we must embrace the grace that God has given us through the crucifixion, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and not take it for granted, recognizing that we don't deserve his love or his tender mercy. So let's ask ourselves the question, if not for his grace, where would I be? Where would we be? We should be excited, y'all, about God's grace all the time, all right? But I want you to hold on to that and grab hold of this, that by his grace, we have been saved from death, hell, and the grave. By his grace, we have been forgiven and set free. By his grace, we have been given everything we need to live the abundant life here on earth. My takeaway today is, I am yet amazed by the grace of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We say thank you for the Lamb that was crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus and pray that you just have your way. Prepare our hearts and our minds to hear from you. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen. Amen. Yet amazed by his grace. Okay, y'all, just a little warm. All right. The great gospel hymn, because I know as soon as I say grace, we all think of it, that hymn that was written by John Newton. And it says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. How often do we celebrate our salvation? Are we yet passionate about God's gift? Do we still consider his grace amazing? And I mean more than just in a song. Yes, because his grace, our God, he is awesome. He is breathtaking. He is miraculous. He is phenomenal. He's the God that saved a wretch like me. The root word to amazing is amazed, to astound, to perplex, to blow your mind, to do the unthinkable, the unimaginable. the impossible. Wow. When's the last time you were wow by God? Amen. That's what God has done in many of our lives. I'm a witness. I don't know about you. It wasn't just when I got saved. God continues to blow my mind throughout my many years that I have been here. And that's what he does for us and to everyone who has accepted his son, Jesus Christ. So amazing, y'all, that a great and mighty God, he who created something out of nothing, he who said, let there be light, and there was light. It's yet amazing to me that he loves me and he loves you. Yes, us and our sinful selves, our jacked up selves, our stuck in our selfish ways selves, our ungodlike thinking and attitudes. And in spite of all of that, he extends his grace unto us, offering us a new way of life. A life of love, a life of peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Nothing short of amazing. Y'all could say it. My God is amazing. Our God, he is awesome. There but for the grace of God go I. But for his grace, where would I be? I don't know about you, but some of us will be stuck chained to a bottle. Some of us would be stuck with something going up in our nose. Some of us would be slipping and sliding in destructive ways and foolishly thinking that we are living our best lives. Come on, before you got saved, how many of you thought you were living your best life? But when you met Jesus, oh my, he let you see just how much we were missing. It's amazing that in spite of our lifestyles, you know, think about this. I don't have AIDS, herpes, or I'm living with it and God has kept me. That's God's grace. It's amazing that though I may have lived or am living the street life, come on, I have not died the death of the street. Somebody need to say amen right there. Amazing that though I don't always get it right. I heard Reverend Tom, that's right, we mess up. That I sometimes go my way and not God's way, that he doesn't give up on us. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy. See, the Bible is clear. All of us have sinned. That's the word, y'all. That's what Romans tells us. And let the truth be told, all of us still sin at one time or another. Why? Because, be honest, sin feels good. And even though the pleasure may just be temporary, it and often leads to destruction, we still go that way. But thanks be to God and his grace, his unmerited favor, his mercy, not giving us what we deserve. It's only by his amazing grace that he continues to give us another chance. I know I done tapped on two or three things Reverend Turner has said. I told y'all, all in the lane, all up in the business, but to God be the glory. Forget a second chance, because all of us have already wasted that second chance. We thank God for another chance, new mercies each and every day to walk in his amazing grace. There is no way we can live, no way we can make it without his grace, for by grace you have been saved. It is the gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. I love Luther. Luther said, it's so amazing to be loved. I'll follow you to the moon and the stars above. Might not get that right, but y'all know what I'm saying. Now, Luther was talking about human love, but human love can in no ways touch God's amazing love of our Heavenly Father demonstrated in his grace and his loving kindness towards us through his son, Jesus the Christ, and his gift of salvation. Yet, too few of us are willing to follow Jesus all the way to heaven. My. Come on, we know that we don't all stay up on that highway of holiness. We deviate to the left. We deviate to the right. But come on, y'all, we need to get that song in us and say, I'm going with Jesus all the way to heaven. Is there a witness that wants to go and be pleasing and hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Amen. We should forever be amazed at the love of God and his loving kindness towards us. and his new mercies. What are you talking about, Rev? Listen, it should never get old what God has done. We should be amazed at the sacrifice of his son for our sin, you and I, that we might receive eternal life and all the promises of God. We should be amazed at God's patience. Come on. When we continually fall short of his glory and we continually fail to meet the standard of his word, and yet by his grace, hallelujah, he receives us back unto himself when we confess our sin. Somebody better say grace, all right? I'm amazed at his miracles, not only in the days when Jesus was walking here on the earth, but I'm talking about miracles right here in our lifetime, miracles that we have experienced. I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to see Sister Nashara on this line. That's a miracle in our midst. Glory to God. And he continues to do it over and over and over again. Amazing grace. Her life is amazing. Her love for the Lord is amazing. But it started with God. Amen. So I'm sure that all of you have seen miracles in your lifetime. I know that many of you are miracles. It's the grace of God. Deacon Anderson tells us all the time. I think it was before she was 16. They thought she wasn't going to live. They thought she wasn't going to make it. And here she is. She's coming on up on 80. To God be the glory for his amazing grace. I'm amazed at his saving power, his keeping power. How many of us, I got to put myself in here. How many of us have fallen and yet you here today and I can see your face. You're still breathing. You're still walking. You're still talking. So many of us, if God would render unto us according to our deeds, we ought not to even be here. Oh, but his grace. And then let us not forget his unconditional love. Even when we ignore him, even when we disrespect him, even when we take his name in vain, even when we choose darkness over the light of his word, and yet, glory to God, he still loves us. Our God is simply amazing. So amazing is our God. Our God is awesome. Excellent is his name. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, saints. Let's go. 2 Corinthians in the sixth chapter, in the first verse, it says, we then, as workers together with him, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. What does that mean? That means that we should live our lives each and every day remembering, embracing God's amazing grace. How would we do that? By living according to his word, by never forgetting that it is he who has saved us and not we ourselves, by letting our light so shine that others may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, by giving him the glory in everything that we say and we do, by trusting him at all times and not leaning to our own understanding, recognizing that because of his grace, he makes a way out of no way. Amen. He is the way maker. By his grace, he opens doors that no man can shut. Oh, he gives us favor in places that we don't even deserve. That's the grace of God making a way for his children, for those that have said yes, for those that love him. How can we not be amazed by his grace? He gives us power and he gives us authority to overcome evil and withstand the plots, the plans, and the scams of the enemy. My God, power belongs to God. And by his grace, he gives it to us. He manifests it. He makes it available to us in our daily lives here on earth. Please get this. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven. No. The abundant life is here. The power of God is here. By his grace, we don't have to wait to die to experience the fullness of his presence, the fullness of his love, the fullness of his grace. But too often, we forget who our God is. We forget that he is the great I am. We forget that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all that we can ever think or imagine according to the power. What's the power? That's his power that's working in us. Oh, it's a result of his grace, y'all. See, we can't do anything without his grace, because we couldn't be saved without his grace. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say God's grace, God's amazing grace. The grace of God is simply amazing. Amen. It's important for us as the people of God to know who we are in Christ. You won't make it through this life not knowing. We need to recognize that our value and our worth is not determined by the world's standards, but by God's. God's way is perfect. Man has no heaven or hell to put you in. We got to go by what God says. It's not our personal strength, but the strength, the power, and the presence of the Spirit of God in us that accomplishes his power in and through us. Amen. Amen. We are great because we serve a great God. Our God has said so. Get it. Take it. Run with that. Tell people, yeah, what you got to say, it's all right because I'm going with God and his grace. Let us remember that by his grace, oh, I like this, y'all. Come on here. By his grace, God has called us and he has equipped us to be different. Mm-hmm. Some of us have trouble with being different. We want to be part of the crowd. We want to be part of the majority. But you know, different is not the same as everyone else. We have been saved by God's grace, and his Spirit indwells each of us who has received Jesus Christ as our Savior. The Bible says by his grace, we are a peculiar people. Now, you see, you might have trouble with that, but listen to what 1 Peter 2:9 says. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. By his grace, we have not only been saved, but we've been chosen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, to be chosen by the Almighty God. Don't get it twisted. Peculiar does not mean that we're strange in the bad sense. We may be strange unto men. We may be strange unto the hoodies on the block with you. You might be strange to your girlfriends who used to run with you back in the day. Yeah, that's okay. But no, we are strange not unto God. Let me get that right. We're different, peculiar. Why? Because we are no longer chained to sin. Hallelujah. By his grace, we are set free from the bondage of sin. By his grace, we can be totally surrendered to the ways of God. Amen. And when we are surrendered, then we can walk in the light and the love of his word. By his grace, y'all. By his grace. I believe that in the midst of this pandemic, we got monkeypox on our tails, untold outbreaks of violence, division on every level, chaos, confusion. I say pandemonium. It looks like we never gonna come out. But listen, we cannot allow that. Our current circumstances, look, the president done had COVID for 7 days. He done finally got past it. That doesn't matter. We don't lose our hope. We cannot lose our joy in the Lord. We must continue to trust God and know that God has got us, that his grace is able to keep us, that there's no failure in his God. Ask again the question, have we lost our amazement with the grace and the power and the love of our God? I don't care what it looks like. In essence, I think that we seem to be embracing, or that we're not embracing, the amazing grace in our lives, okay? Heaven is mine, but no joy, no expectation, no hope in the grace of God being able to keep us here on earth. But I declare today the devil is a liar. We cannot afford to receive God's grace in vain. We must live, walk, believe, and embrace the amazing, yes, come on, amazing grace of God. His grace is like none other. Nobody else, yes, some people give you grace, but it don't matter. Give me the grace of God. That's what I need. Y'all can do what you want to. It's okay. I need the grace of God in my life. God has given, and he's always given. Now we need to walk in that power. We need to walk in that anointing. We need to walk in that authority. By his grace, amen, he gives us strength. Well, when you embrace it, then when God declares that you are strong, okay, if you embrace it, you can't say that you're weak. Because you know that it's the grace of God. He says, when we are weak, then our God is strong. So we don't need to declare or speak anything that does not line up with his word, that does not line up with his character. We are the recipients of his grace, and his grace is sufficient. His grace is more than enough to meet every single one of our needs. I'm almost done, y'all. Don't get stuck in the craziness of what you can see. I don't care how many bullets fly by your head. I don't care how many folk drop dead around you. I don't care if your job is not what you want it to be or you're looking. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, I want you to remember God's grace. He's already done the amazing, the spectacular in our lives. Come on, y'all. Heaven is our home. We will spend eternity with God. But that grace is already working for us right now. Move in it. Watch God work it out. Greater is yet coming. We must embrace the grace of God by speaking what God says. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. I got to show you one more thing. Listen, y'all just be with me for a minute because I'm excited. And, you know, we talk about we're going to get back in the building, but I need to show you another way to look at this thing. When we embrace the grace of God in our lives, you know, we begin to walk in the amazing revelation. Yes, it's a revelation because you got to get it that we, the people of God, the called out ones, that we are the house of the living God. Amen. We talked about this earlier this week. Time I said, I am the church. Okay. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are the temple of the living God? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Wow. That means that wherever you are, wherever I am, the church is there because God is in us. He's resident in us. He dwells in us. Amazing, y'all, that God is in us and he's with us. And that further means, watch, that further means that people don't have to get to 340 Convent Avenue or any other physical address. They just need to get to us because we are God's earthly address. That's right. Amazing. Folk don't have to get to the building. They can get to us, and we can or should be able to lead them to Christ. What am I saying? Amazing. Somebody needs to be healed. Don't shortchange God. The power of healing is still available in and through our hands as God gives the gift by his grace. All right. They may not get to the physical building, but they can get to us, the temple of the living God. And we can pray the prayer of faith. And because of his grace, we can access his throne for whatever it is that we need. But you got to believe. You've got to embrace it. You got to speak it with confidence and know that it is the power of God in you. Amazing. I am the church. I don't have to take you there. You can find God's light, God's love, God's wisdom right here in me. Not about Patricia, not about the Rev, not about the chaplain, but it's about God on the inside. The pandemic has shut down the church, some of the living God. Amen. But because we are the church, walking worthy and walking in love, we are yet being about our Father's business in one way or another. And that, folks, is embracing God's amazing grace and walking in it. What did I say? Come on, y'all. Let the church say amen. Ah, y'all, I know I can't hear you, but y'all need to amen. Let me see your lips. Let the church say amen. How often do we say amen? Do we understand what that amen means? Or we're getting ready to go into communion. But we need to understand that we can't simply say amen out of habit. It's the thing to do. I say amen and you say amen, but you don't mean it. You don't agree with me. Amen means we agree. We concur with what has been said. Our spirit and our soul says yes. If you don't believe that you're the church, you don't need to say amen. Hallelujah. When your response is in agreement with what you have heard, when you stand in agreement with the declaration and commit to do, amen. Amen is more than just a spoken thing. Amen says, I'm going to live by this word. I'm agreeing with the preacher and I'm going forward with the preacher. I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the challenges. Our response should be yes and amen. Yes and amen, Lord. I trust you. Yes and amen, Lord. I believe you. Yes and amen, Lord. I'm going all the way. Amen. Now, if you believe it, put your hands together. Amen. If you agree, you come on and stand up for what I've said, because it's not me. That's the Father speaking through me. All right. Christ paved the way to worship, to healing, to the yes and the amen of God. Hallelujah. If you believe it, if you stand in agreement with the word of God, praise the Lord, then let the church say amen. Sometimes we just have to say it, because you got to convince yourself. You've got to embrace that the grace of the Lord is in your heart. Embrace it and walk in it. Now, perhaps somebody here has not said yes to the Lord. Perhaps it's uncomfortable for you to say amen and mean it. Mm-hmm. That's because it is our connection with the spirit of the living God that enables us to say yes and enables us to say amen. You cannot be the church. Come on, y'all. You cannot be the church without first saying yes to God's gift of salvation. Yes, that gift that he has made available to each of us by his amazing grace. I hope you see how it's all connected. Amen. The Bible says, there's that Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't buy it. You don't get saved just by coming to church. God, you've got to believe. All right, here we go. And I'm going to take you through it. We must believe that God loves you for real, and that by his grace, he offers you his love by receiving his son, Jesus the Christ. You must recognize and believe that you are a sinner and that you cannot get right with God in your own power. You cannot do it on your own. I hope that you're hearing me. You might be here every week, but if you have not surrendered to the Lord, you're not saved, okay? You must recognize, confess, and believe that Jesus is, hallelujah, that he is the Son of God, and that he died on the cross for your sins. Don't look to nobody else. I'm a sinner. I need Jesus because I need to be forgiven. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he rose from the grave, and that he now sits at the right hand of our heavenly Father, awaiting your arrival and entrance into the family of God. That's a bless the Lord, oh my soul, right there. He's waiting on you. If you haven't said yes. And for those of us that have, he's there interceding on our behalf. That's the grace of God. He's always, always, always ready to hear. Amen. Ready to hear our confession. Ready to wash us with the waters of refreshment. Ready to say, come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, our God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. All by his grace.